Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Gopi jana vallabha Sri Varada ji. Gopi jana vallabha Sri Varada ji. Yasodanandana Vrajajananandana Yasodanandana Vrajajananandana Yamuna Tira Vanasyaji Yamuna Tira Vanasyaji Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Tira Radha Gopinatha Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate dear devotees. This is how a carious bacteria feels when you go to the dentist. In the interest of the flow of this holy name retreat, we will quote a verse or chant a verse from the Bhagavad Gita today. Let me see, we have the right one. Abhyasa yoga yuktena.
Abhyasa yoga yuktena.
Shetasa nanyagamina.
Shetasa nanyagamina.
Paramang purusham divyam.
Paramang purusham divyam.
Jati patanu chintayan.
Jati patanu chintayan.
Abhyasa yoga yuktena.
Abhyasa yoga yuktena.
Chetasa nanyagamina.
Chetasa nanyagamina.
Paramang purusham divyam.
Paramang purusham divyam.
Jati patanu chintayan.
Jati patanu chintayan.
One Vaishnavi, please. Chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna how he can be attained, and he makes the point that the main principle is to remember him always. So that is necessary to be practiced while we are alive. At the moment of death, this remembrance of Krishna is deciding where we will next go, and thus thinking of Krishna and not forgetting him is the nucleus of the path of bhakti. Abhyasa yoga.
Abhyasa yoga.
In the practice of meditation.
In the practice of meditation.
Yuktena.
Yuktena.
Being engaged in meditation.
Being engaged in meditation.
Chetasa.
Chetasa.
By the mind and intelligence.
By the mind and intelligence.
Nanyagamina.
Nanyagamina.
Without their being deviated. Paramang. The Supreme. Purusham.
Personality of Godhead.
Divyam.
Transcendental.
Jati. One achieves. Ata.
O son of Pritha.
Anuchintayan.
Constantly thinking of.
The translation: he who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, O Partha, is sure to reach me. In this verse, Lord Krishna stresses the importance of remembering Him. One's memory of Krishna is revived by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This mantra revives our memory. By the practice of chanting and hearing the sound vibration of the Supreme Lord, one's ear, tongue, and mind are engaged. This mystic meditation is very easy to practice, and it helps one attain the Supreme Lord. Purusham means enjoyer. Although living entities belong to the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, they are in material contamination. They think themselves enjoyers, but they are not the Supreme Enjoyer. Here it is clearly stated that the Supreme Enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His different manifestations and plenary expansions as Narayan, Vasudev, etc. The devotee. So what did we learn? There is a mystic mantra, there's a mystic meditation. I never heard this like this. I read it before, but it's not common parlance. It's not used in our way of talking, that this chanting is a mystic meditation. Wow. Because Prabhupada said it engages three things: tongue, ear, and do you remember what else? Oh! The devotee can constantly think of the object of worship, the Supreme Lord, in any of his features, Narayan, Krishna, Rama, etc., by chanting Hare Krishna. Acha, here we learn, we chant, and then by this chanting we can be mindful of the Lord. No? We are not mindless while we chant. We are filling the mind with Krishna or his different plenary expansions. The devotee can constantly think of the object of worship. We had this. This practice will purify him, and at the end of his life, due to his constant chanting, he will be transferred to the kingdom of God. Yoga practice is meditation on the super soul within. Similarly, by chanting Hare Krishna, one fixes his mind always on the Supreme Lord. The mind is fickle, and therefore it is necessary to engage the mind by force in thinking of Krishna. Wow! Now Prabhupada will give an example which you will find across the Shastras, and believe it or not, you will find the same example in various contemplative traditions. Not just ours. The one example often given is that of a caterpillar that thinks of becoming a butterfly. And so is transformed into a butterfly in the same life. Similarly, if we constantly think of Krishna, it is certain that at the end of life we will have the same bodily constitution as Krishna. Wow. Mm-hmm. please chant with me the pranamantas. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskadhyaye Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We have chosen this verse today. Remember, we are having this immersion retreat on the secrets of Bhajan Rahasya, and this is a guidebook for spiritual development where you combine three things, basically two things. Tattva, that is philosophical truths as distinguished from illusion by the sharp sword of discrimination, and Leela, the pastimes of Krishna. If you want to understand Krishna, you need both. You need the philosophy to give you the foundation of who you are, what is this world, who is God, but you will not understand the Lord if you remain stuck there. Stuck is not the word. If you remain only there, you also need to hear how does he look? What are his characteristics, his qualities, and his various activities. You need to know with whom he interacts in the spiritual world, who are his associates, and you also need to know something about the spiritual dimension. Now all this unfolds as you enter the more progressive states of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The devotee can constantly think of the object of worship by chanting Hare Krishna. At this time in our movement, we have taken great care to learn the philosophy. At this time in our movement, up to we have also said, when you chant, you should not think. You should only listen to the sound vibration of the holy name. No, Prabhupada is often quoted that once he was asked, what do we do with the mind when we chant? Prabhupada said, you just chant and you hear, where is the question of the mind? He has not, this is half of Prabhupada's training. He has in this way told us when we chant, we should not be on the mental platform and think of Louisiana, and that's a town in America. We should not think of worldly things, in other words, yes? So, in 68 already, one of my godbrothers, Shivananda, wrote Prabhupada a letter. And he, in the letter he said, is it offensive to think of Krishna while we chant? Because he had heard that distracted chanting, when you have something else going on than just hearing, is it the ninth offense, inattention while chanting the holy name, no? He had heard this, so he asked Prabhupada this question, is it offensive to think? And listen to Prabhupada's revolutionary answer, where he talks about the things which are also explained in greater detail in his elsewhere in his teachings. I will quote a few times Srila Prabhupada today. Regarding your first question, is it offensive to think of Krishna's pastime while chanting? I think you should know that it is not offensive, but rather it is required. One must try for the point when he simply hears Krishna's holy name and immediately all of Krishna's, his pastimes, his form, his qualities are in his thoughts. So to always be immersed in thoughts of Krishna, this is our process. When we are fully in Krishna, then where can there be any chance for Maya in us? So this is our duty, to remember Krishna's pastimes. One who cannot remember Krishna, let him always hear Hare Krishna. And then when he has perfected this art, he will always remember Krishna, his activities, his qualities, etc. My dear devotees, I will ask you now three questions, and please don't answer it loud. Some of your answers might be very embarrassing for you, but it's just so that I want to make sure that you will listen to this class with full attention. So here's my first question. How often do you consciously practice remembering Krishna? How often do you think of his form? You know, when we remember someone, we have to remember how he looks, an image comes, the color of his hair, his qualities, how he is, his pastimes. We think perhaps of interactions. How often do you consciously do this? Please don't answer aloud. Second question. Do you read about Krishna's pastimes regularly, and afterwards, do you try to remember what you have just read? No need to answer. And my third question, when someone, you know, when you meet someone, in America you always say for greeting, what's up, Prabhu? What this means is, what are you thinking these days? Or in Germany you say, womit beschäftigst du dich gerade im Leben? What engages you at the moment in your life? So And this goes out, comes out in your talks. When you meet your friends, my dear devotees, you have met friends, do you sometimes talk about Krishna and Krishna's pastimes? And do you exchange what you have thought about Krishna? How often do you? How, in the bulk of your conversations, how much is Krishna there? Is he there perhaps 100%? You don't talk about anything else. Is he there 50%? That's half of the time when you talk. Is he there 25%? Is he there 5% of the time? 1%? 0%? Minus, the minus degree where you talk about the non-Krishna things, perhaps movies, perhaps desires you have, problems, scandals. It's good to from time to time stop and say, how much do I practice the main principle of Krishna consciousness? There is the main principle is expressed in the Padma Purana and is quoted. It's nice to perhaps read Prabhupada's purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 113. Some of you will remember this verse. If you liked, you could chant with me. One moment. Smatavya satatam Vishnu Vismatavyo najatu chit sarve vidini shedasyu etayor evakinkara. Krishna, the origin of Lord Vishnu, should always be remembered and never be forgotten at any time. Wow. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. What were the two principles again? Yes, thank you very much. In Krishna's message to the world, the Bhagavad Gita, this idea is also expressed in the Prabhasa Sutra. That is the verse which is repeated twice and sheds light on the main theme of the Gita. Bring your mind to me. Manmana bhava mat bhakto majaji mang namaskuru. No? Think of me. Mana means mind. Bhava. And come in the bhava, in the mood of my devotee. Bhava is an internal thing, you know. And worship me and offer obeisances. And he promises, this is the way to attain me. I promise you this. You are my dear friend. You will certainly yukt vaivam, become connected with me. So, I want to tell you a little bit about something which has stayed in my memory since Srila Prabhupada visited our temple. We had an old castle like this, a little bigger. It was a large place, Schloss Rettershof. And Srila Prabhupada stayed with us in Germany. And I had the good fortune to be sometimes, there were many who were doing this seva, be his guard before his door. We were always, we devotees are very loud, you know, by nature. We are running, we are temperamental, we are happy, we are cordial with each other. So when the Prabhupada's room was there, the duty of the guard was to remind devotees, Prabhupada is in there. He needs peace, he is translating or speaking with people. So, but sometimes there were no devotees, they were out on Sankirtan, so it was very peaceful. And I had the opportunity to eavesdrop, it's called. Put your ear at the keyhole and hear what is going on inside. I was always interested, what does Prabhupada do when he closes the door? One day, as I said, there are many guards. We took, I think, 10 different devotees were doing this service at different times. So my time was, I would always eavesdrop. And what can I do? I was young. I was very creative and so on. Sometimes I would climb up the balcony and look through the window when Prabhupada was sleeping. I was his disciple. I loved him. I am his disciple. I loved him, and I wanted to know about him. Naturally, when you love someone, perhaps I shouldn't have climbed the walls of the castle like Spider-Man, but what to do? That was when I was young and foolish. Yes, so one day, my dear devotees, I heard Prabhupada chanting a prayer. At that time, I did not know the prayer, but I heard him chanting it so often and eventually got a translation. When Prabhupada was alone, he would sing this prayer. My dear Lord Krishna, my prayer is this, that the swan of my mind immediately sink down to the stems of the lotus feet of your lordship and be locked in their network. It's very poetic. It takes an image of a swan. The poet takes an image of a swan who does something which you call gründeln. I think you get the idea from the German word. Gründeln, it means going to the ground. He puts his neck down and he eats what is there on the bottom. And if he has the chance to have lotus flowers, he goes to the bottom of the lotus flower in the water, and there is some nice algae and nice things he likes to eat. So Krishna has lotus feet, and here Kula Shikhar is requesting that not only that his mind, like the head of the swan, comes to the lotus feet like this and remembers him, but it remains locked there. The mind doesn't go there, no? May my mind be locked up in thoughts of your lotus feet. That's what he says. Otherwise, at the time of my death, when my throat is choked up by cough, how will it be possible for me to think of you? How? If I don't practice it while I'm healthy, when I'm at death and I'm overwhelmed with pain and the body starts to be in dysfunctioning, you know. This is his prayer. Mataji, you have fallen asleep. Only a little. Good. So this is my prayer. I want this so much. I want to think of you. If I don't do this, I think of ordinary things and so on. So he has sung this. Krishna Twadiya Parapankaja Panjaranta. He really went into the cellar with his voice. Pankaranta. It was beautiful. And then he didn't sing any longer. And I got an intuition. I just jumped away from the door and he opened the door that moment. And I looked into his face. There were tears in his face. And he started to walk. He saw me, but he didn't communicate, not with words and not with eyes. He went there was a balcony before his door. You know, let me not bore you with the architecture of the castle, but there was a place, and from where he could look down in the assembly room in the castle. And he stood there, and he was so transcendental. He really glided through this whole like a swan, and he was in a very, very contemplative mood. He was thinking of Krishna. A few days ago, all of us have celebrated Vasudev. There is a very celebrated Jamashtami. There's a very, very secret insight into Jamashtami, which is a message to all the devotees to think of Krishna always and never forget him. You remember, Krishna appeared as Vasudev Krishna in the prison of Mathura, and he told his father Vasudev, bring me out of this prison. Now this was not an easy thing to do. Vasudev's hands were chained to the wall, and not hands, arms, and his feet were chained to the ground. Heavy iron chains. There were 16 doors. It was a Kamsa Maharaja's high security prison. Each door had a mechanism. When a prisoner wanted to escape and say he made it out of his cell and came there, if he would somehow open it by using some tool, a mechanism would be activated and rocks would crash down and crash him to death. Furthermore, there were guards on each single of these 16 doors who had hungry tigers or lions there. They would eat. So Krishna told Vasudev, mission impossible. You should go out and bring me out of the prison. But the moment Vasudev took Krishna and held him, his iron shackles fell off, the doors of the prisons opened wide, and the guards and their ferocious animals, I need to make you awake, they fell asleep. So one Vaishnava commentator, Hari Sori, is commenting, just like Vasudev, when the devotee holds Krishna in his heart, the shackles of birth and death will fall away. Can someone please open the windows? I have a very tired audience this morning. And I don't want to stand on my hands to make you attentive. The shackles of birth and death break away when we hold Krishna in our heart. Our enemies, which surround us like guards with heavy tigers, that is lust, greed, anger, illusion, madness, and envy. How can we forget? That's a big one. They will fall asleep. They are inactivated. You will feel, whoops, I'm not longer getting angry with people or with myself. What happened to my envy, where I constantly was disturbed by the successes and the recognition which others get? And the gates of Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan will open just by this one thing, holding Krishna in the heart. Now, what does this mean? How do you hold Krishna in the heart? It means this point, you remember Krishna. There is a great problem amongst the Vaishnavas. They have split in the 18th century into two camps. Those who do bhajan and only think of Krishna, and those who do preaching. And due to the immaturity in these camps, there has been a schism and polemical words about this. It was so intense that we have not heard so much about what this other group, this more contemplative oriented group, does. They do smaranam, they remember Krishna. However, there are different forms of smaranam, and one of it is to be done if you want to remember Krishna. That's the beginning stage. It's called to think of the Lord in whatever manner, according to one's inclination, in whatever extent one is able. This is called smaranam, or remembrance. This is Jiva Goswami. Rupa Goswami calls this smriti. No, this is in whatever way. For instance, when you drink water, how can you think of Krishna? Any idea here? He's the taste of water. I'm doing this now. I'm giving Sachinanda Swami. I'm telling you now my thoughts. You're giving a lecture on smaranam. Please now, the devotees might like to know how to meditate about Krishna when you drink water. So this is how you do it. Wow, where would we be without water? Krishna is the giving me life, and he is giving this clear pure water from Padmakshi's kitchen. This is still undiluted. There is no industrial waste in it. It's pure. That is Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you maintain my life. You are giving me water. You're giving me the air to breathe. You're giving me the holy name. And in this way, that could be one way. Or when you hear a sound. Hey, there's the sound. You think this travels, the sound travels. This is Krishna, is the sound in the air. Oh, this is my favorite meditation about Krishna and on this level. When the spring comes and the trees burst into blossom, you think, wow, this is beauty. They were so naked and so dead. But Krishna says, I'm the flower bearing spring. So this is the first level. It can be brought further. You can read something about Krishna personally, Krishna book. And then when you close the book, you just for a moment remember or call into memory. It's force. You need to do it by force in the beginning, because you might not yet be practiced in this. You remember what you have read about Krishna. Now, as you do this, my dear devotees, you need to do force by force. An example can be given. Think of a well, and you throw your bucket into the well to draw the water up. If you do this for long, and you don't have any muscles, it is really an effort. This is how you start. Draw something in your memory. As you do this, you will progress in more progressive states of smaranam. There is no need to talk about this. There are four more stages to come, which end at a stage where you will first it comes uninterrupted. You will always think of Krishna. I saw this when we went on walks with Prabhupada. He would relate many things he saw to Krishna. He was really thinking of Krishna. And finally, you will be absorbed in Krishna in a state called samadhi, where you are no longer externally active. But somehow or other we have to start. So I do not wish to now talk about the very advanced stages, because we need to first start we need to open the channel of remembering Krishna. Sound in ether. I think we can close the window. They gave us a little air to breathe. My dear devotees, this type of what I will do is I will tell you now two ways in which Prabhupada instructed his disciples to enter into remembering Krishna. One is to Yamuna. Gokrishna found this in, where is it, Gokrishna? Which book? Yamuna Devi's book. Yeah, two books, no? First volume, yes. So, she remembers, speaking very deliberately and soberly, he said to me, while chanting Hare Krishna, you meditate that you are placing a golden or silver vessel on your shoulder, going to the Jamuna River and collecting her sacred waters in the vessel. Then after bringing the vessel back, you meditate that you are massaging them, this is Radha and Krishna, with rare scented oil, and then you are pouring the holy Jamuna water over their lordship. After bathing, you dry them with soft cloth. In this way, Prabhupada taught how to bathe these large marble deities. Some of the deities are really large, and you do that in meditation, bring nice Yamuna water, massage them before their bath, and then it's really Ayurveda. This is the way to take a bath. In Ayurveda, you learn this also. You massage with oil, wait a little, that it soaks in, and then it bathe, and then all the toxins are removed. And then you dry them with soft cloth. This, my dear devotees, is a very advanced state. It's where you develop, where you serve Krishna in your meditation. He also told a few of us in Geneva. You know where that is? Switzerland. Really? The Hare Krishna mantra chanting means, he said, keeping Krishna always within your heart. Remember Vasudev, huh? And the shackles of birth and death? It's not expensive at all. It's not expensive. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart, I have placed now a very exalted throne and Krishna is sitting there. That is accepted. That actually becomes true, he says. Even within the mind, you think that I have kept one diamond throne, very costly throne, because Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. That is not false. It is a fact. So you create such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna is seated, and then Prabhupada goes into this very advanced meditation, which you will feel inclined to do when you start at the first step to bring Krishna in your heart. I really encourage you who have access to internet to Google this. The words are the Hare Krishna, or you can say exalted throne, you could, or diamond throne, put diamond throne in. As far as I know, he spoke this one time about this diamond throne meditation. The idea is learn to remember Krishna, and the best way to do this, as Prabhupada says, is when you chant. An easy way to do is you chant before the deities and look at the deities. You can do that at home also. Another easy way to think of Krishna is you read about Krishna book, and then you see, when you think of the deities, the sometimes you may be so stuck in your mind that you say, oh Krishna, when you are a mataji, you must give me a good smelling husband. And when you, I don't know, this is not how you pray, a husband who takes care of me perhaps. When you are brahmachari, you may pray to the deities, please help me to distribute literature or send more bhaktas. This is all very nice. These entreaties should be done, but you should also learn to think about Krishna, how he is. So the second recommendation is read Krishna book or Chaitanya Charitamrita. They are very nice pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna in there. How Lord Chaitanya meditates about Krishna. And as you do this, you will more and more start to remember Krishna in your day. If you don't practice, you will be like that farmer. Who's that farmer? Well, there was one farmer. I must tell you. This farmer was a farmer. But he was very stingy and he amassed a huge amount of wealth. Time and tide wait for no man, and he got a stroke, and he was now on the bed dying. His sons came around. They knew somewhere here on our property there is all this wealth, most probably in gold or in silver, but there's a lot of wealth here. So the father was on the deathbed, you know, he was partially, how do you call this when you can't speak?
Paralyzed.
I thank you very much. God, sons came, speak quickly, speak, where is it? Then I was really like, come, everyone, listen, our life is dependent on this. Then for a moment, the paralysis was somehow not there for a tiny moment, and the farmer could speak, and he said, you fools! Don't you see the calf over there? It eats a broom! You know, they eat everything. good digestion. And in this way, money is wasted. And then he died. He was only thinking of money. And because that was his thought throughout the life. Therefore, Prabhupada chanted this prayer many times. Krishna, please allow me to remember you. Now, before my death, where I'm hale and hearty, so let the swan of my mind be entangled in the delicious network of your lotus feet, in this way, so that I'm not at the moment of death inconvenienced by the mucus which comes up my throat. So, as you will enter the last day, my dear devotees, where there is 8 hours of kirtan, how will you spend these 8 hours? Mindlessly singing along and thinking, when is it over and I can eat? We will only do 4 hours at one stretch, so it's possible, and then we will eat and have lunch, and so on. But perhaps you could look at the altar. There are beautiful deities. Radha Kanhaiya Lal. Perhaps, have you already seen Radha Kanhaiya Lal from close? They're very small. Some of you have perhaps not even seen that there are deities there in the room. We are expert in ignoring Krishna. So you could go there, take a snapshot in your mind. They're very beautiful. There is a jewel on Kanhaiya's foot. Please don't steal it. It's very, very, very expensive. I'm just telling you, please go close. You know, you will see something. So in this way, you can think of Krishna. While you chant, you could pray to Krishna. Have you all written a prayer yesterday? This was yesterday, Maharaj. 5 minutes. Hogya, done. Thinking of Krishna. No, remember what you were asking. And in this way, learn to haul the bucket from deep inside and think of Krishna as you chant. Remember, haul the bucket, what that meant? By some effort, somehow or other, draw Krishna in the mind, just like a man and the bell who brings the bucket up. If you have never seen it, go to the villages of Vrindavan. There's a lot of hauling going on. Also, you might like to go through some points where you express a longing. Good. We have still 3 minutes, and I want to do something very unusual for a Bhagavatam class. Remember, also this is a Gita class. It's a little different. I would like you to find quickly a partner. I will go with Ekha Chakra Gram Prabhu because we have not seen each other talked with each other. Please bring your cushion with you. Can you please come here? So please quickly find a partner, just someone who's next to you.
I'm the lucky one.
I'm the lucky one. So, has anyone found a partner? Yeah? Who has not found a partner yet? Please raise your hands. Here, there is another one. Please match up with this Prabhu. He has also not found a partner. So, you can also go by three. And I want to ask you now, my dear devotees, how could you today, now, constantly think of the Supreme Lord in any of his features, Narayan, Krishna, Rama, by chanting Hare Krishna, no? When you chant. How can you combine remembrance of Krishna with hearing? It's not an easy question, I know. And please tell the truth. Hare Krishna. I give you a hint. The chanting has a meaning. You can think of or other things, no? So please do this. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Can I ask just two devotees to share what came up for you in this sharing session? What could one do? Or perhaps even better, share what your partner told you. And then ask the partner outside of the class, did I share to your full satisfaction? Huh? Here's one devotee, yes? Relate everything to Krishna during chanting in kirtan? In general. Oh, that is what you took it. Wonderful. Yes. Anyone else? Yes, I think Julia is your good name.
Krishna
is always with us in our heart.
Yes, and in this way we can remember him about.
And in this way we can remember Krishna. That's what your partner said. No problem. That's what you, no problem.
Says that we must attentive more, practice more.
We must practice more attentive.
Practice and just like what you said in the morning, the feel the vibration and maybe it could bring us immediately, you know.
Yeah. Wonderful. And here we have another urgent, yes. So here's another one read prayers and remember the prayers while chanting. Did I understand? Yes, that is an. Yes, all of what you say is just beautiful. Thank you. I have to watch the clock because we must be. We are a little over time, not scandalously much over time. Please now take your prasadam, and we start at 10 o'clock Radhadesh time. This means extremely punctual in the kirtan hall with kirtans. Thank you very much. What?
I would like to ask, what did you share Maharaj with?
That is our secret. Hare Krishna. Please eat prasadam now and see you in the kirtan hall. Hare Krishna.